Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today we're going to highlight Cam Taylor Brent, cornerback out of the University of Nebraska. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. And joining me, as always, I don't have to give no more introductions. The guy started the tradition at Florida State University in Tallahassee, Florida. The reason that program is where it's at now, this young man played a big part. Do the back channels, Mr. Bobby Butler. And I'm always going to say this. See, playing in the National Football League, it's a lot of us just walking around, can't do that, and don't have the skill level, and don't have the ability to make it to the league. Only a small percentage. This gentleman played 12 years in the league. That's saying something, man. Because nowadays, I can't remember, I don't even know one player outside Thomas Brady has played 12 years in the National Football League. But it's an honor. And we're very grateful and very thankful to bring him on our show today. And he's been on our platform for almost 2 years. The legend, I call him, Mr. Bobby Butler out of Delray Beach, Florida. How you doing this morning, sir?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. Vincent, how are you today?
Hey, I'm fired up, man. I always fired up. We got 2 weeks for the NFL draft, April the 28th. As I always ask you, I know that's a very exciting time in these young men's lives because you went through the process. Mm-hmm. And just looking on the outside, man, you walking around in society with hair on your chest. You're looking good. You're finna become a millionaire. Let's just go and put it out there. You're gonna change the lives of many people in your family. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about this young man out of Nebraska. What you like about him, Mr. Cam Taylor Brent, out of Montgomery, Alabama. I'm trying to figure out how did he end up in Nebraska. Take it away, sir.
Well, that's an interesting point you made, Vincent. How did he end up in Nebraska? Well, I can tell you how he ended up there. There's a plethora of great athletes in the South playing the game of football. There's a lot of, not just Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, you know, you name it, all that right there in that little southeast quarter of the nation. A lot of great football players, Texas, Louisiana. So, you know, you can't, all of them can't stay home. So some of them have to go out, you know, out of their zone to go and get the opportunity that they need to play the game of football. Hey man, Cam Taylor, Brit. 6 feet, 197 pounds, perfect size for the position, strong, physical, you know, he's got all the tools to be a Sunday player. Had a great combine, Vincent. Ran the 4.38 40, right? At that size, that's saying a lot, all right? Had a strong showing in the Senior Bowl. That's saying a lot, all right? Now, he's a three-year starter at Nebraska, and this is what I like about him. Says a little bit more. See, you can be a three-, four-year starter, but when they elect you team captain, that says a lot about your character and your leadership ability on the football team, right? And so he was a team captain. You know, the other thing I like about him, he has experience at corner and safety. See, I'm a firm believer in when you go to the NFL, the more you can do, the better chances you have, right? Because if you're just a lockdown corner and that's all you can do, well, if you get to the NFL and next thing you know, you're facing Julio Jones 1 week, you're facing Calvin Ridley 1 week, you're facing all these great receivers 1 week, you know, you can lose your confidence real early, right? Because it's not like college. You know, in college, you're going to have one or two guys that show up you're going to have to really be concerned about. But in the NFL, every week, they got somebody who can take you, all right? So the more you can do, the better. He's got good feet. He's athletic. He's got excellent ball skills. You know, and here's what I love, too, about him. He plays with no hesitation. He's a good run defender, right? And so he can do all those things. And with that speed and with his feet, Vincent, he's got great closing bursts and is very physical at the catch point. So what that's telling me, at the catch point, he's making plays at the catch point. And when you throw a 50-50 ball in his area, he's going to come up with it. He's going to knock it down, defend it. You know, it's going to go in his favor. That's what he's showing on his resume at Nebraska. Here's the other thing I like about it. When there's a run play, he's coming down here to attack the stop blocker, which is the receiver. He's going to attack that guy. He's going to throw him, get rid of him, and he's going to go get it on the run play. I love that about him. All right? Now, here's the one thing I don't know, because the scheme at Nebraska don't allow him to do this. When he's in press coverage, he bails a lot. Now, that's telling me it's a scheme, you know, because, you know, y'all know how I am. I love to lay hands on the receiver, right? We got to touch and agree, right? The only way I can get him to do what I want to do, I got to touch him and get him to agree, right? But this guy, you know, he bails a lot. So it may not have nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with the scheme that he played at Nebraska, right? But he plays zone coverage exceptionally well, you know, which means he's playing with his eyes. You know, he's playing with his eyes. He's seeing what he sees, and he's reacting. So when you play with your eyes, Benson, sometimes, even when you're over in your zone and you see the quarterback, you know, you got a guy running deep on the third, and you see a quarterback looking up the seam, hey, you can come off that thing a little quick and make a play on that seam route, right? But here's the problem. When you do that, you're susceptible to double moves, right? And so those are some of the things he's got to improve, get more discipline, because on the NFL, they game plan you. If they know you can't cover the double move, you're going to get it every week until you stop it, okay? All right? And the other thing I want to see him do a little better, even when he's very aggressive when he's coming down here to tackle, when he's coming downhill, I want to see him not leave his feet so much. I want to see him hit and drive with those legs, right? Pick him up, hold him up till the posse come, and let's gang tackle this guy, right, if need be. But, you know, like I say, the more you can do in the NFL, the better. I see him right now probably going in a system where he could play the nickel or dime in the slot. I also see him, Vincent, playing in a great schematic cover three program, you know, like the Giants, like the 49ers, you know, the Seattle Seahawks, teams that run cover three a lot. And you can do it from different looks, right? You can do it from a press look. You can do it from a back off look. You can do it any kind of way you want to. I think he'll be great in those kind of schemes. Now, I project him looking at his skill set. Because, see, one of the things I can say about the NFL, Vincent, that's so different from college, the NFL is truly about athleticism. Athleticism. And so when you get out there on that island and you out there covering Odell Beckham, it's going to be my athlete on your athlete. So if you're athletic and you're competitive, he's going to be a good Sunday player. Can't wait to see how he projects on the next level. If he come in, I'd rather see people take it slow with him, put him on the field in special teams, put him on the field in a nickel situation, and groom him to be the starter. But remember, he's got experience at both corner and safety. So I like Cam Taylor. You know, he's a very versatile corner.
When I think about Cam Taylor Brett, I think about this. The guy played football in Montgomery High School. I played in Montgomery, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Guy put up great numbers as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And really, a lot of schools are looking at him at quarterback. But the thing about him, he got to Nebraska, and they really wanted to move him to receiver. Mm-hmm. But Scott Frost moved him to corner. Mm-hmm. And when I think about him, I think about a story of a gentleman. And I'm going to take you back, Brother Butler.
All right.
October 1979, I'm a sophomore at the University of Arkansas, and I'm watching this team trying to ascend out of the South, mm-hmm. and they playing LSU. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this corner, number 21, coming up making plays, and that's what I think about Cam Taylor Brett. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about this corner to change the perception on Florida State football. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about this corner who tells me all the time that he was a great high school quarterback to put up a lot of yards. Mm-hmm. Then I think about that Florida State team playing Florida that year, how this corner went one-on-one with Chris Collinsworth. We all know who that is. Mm-hmm. Then I'm looking at Cam Taylor Brett, and I'm saying, man, this is mirroring the same resume mm-hmm. that I'm seeing with this gentleman right here. And every week, this gentleman always tells me South Florida and Delray Beach got the best football players, and he's been doing an outstanding job on this video. I don't have to say no more about this young man. I like his size, like you said, Brother mm-hmm. Butler, but he puts me in the mind of you, sir.
Okay.
Same career, great high school quarterback, very athletic, had mm-hmm. to go to college and change position. Mm-hmm. And now, to me, he's one of the most underrated players at that position going into the 2022 NFL draft.
Yes.
And me personally, mm-hmm. I don't have the ability of you, Brother Butler, because mm-hmm. see, the great thing about 100 yards of football, mm-hmm. what I'm so excited about, mm-hmm. see, you can look at all these other shows out there. Mm-hmm. You can look at all these other radio pundits. But see, what I got a gentleman that played the game. At a high level from high school to college to the pros. So he know way much better than any of y'all. Because he's been there. He's been in the trenches. Uh-huh. So when you look at Cam Taylor Brett, Brother Butler, he's got the mirror of your resume. Mm-hmm. And the thing about him, to be honest, I think I wouldn't be surprised if he moves to safety at the next level. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think he's got some of that San Fernando Valley in him. Mm-hmm. USC, one of your good friends, Ronnie Lott. You got some of that guy from Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's a big-time corner coming out of Purdue that played with the Pittsburgh Steelers. His name, Pretty Boy Rob Woodson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then that other boy from Fremont, Ohio. Heisman Trophy winner, Michigan. That was the corner that moved the safety and got voted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
This young man has got skills and similar to your brother Butler. Final words about Cam Taylor Britt, sir.
Well, I agree with you, Vincent, in a lot of ways because, you know, like you say, when I was in high school, I played quarterback. I played safety on defense. Never played corner. Never thought I had the ability to play corner until the first day I walked on Florida State campus. And it didn't take me long to figure out that was my spot, right? Athletic, explosive, fast. This guy here, like I said earlier, athleticism is the key in the National Football League. And he's got plenty of that, right? So I look forward to seeing him. I think Vincent, with his 40 time, he may have bumped himself off a little bit in the draft. He's going to be a day two, you know, I think he's going to be a day two guy. I look to see him go second, third round this year. You know, and the other thing that he's got going against him is the fact that we've got 30 cornerbacks in the draft, man. It's just a different day, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a different day. They didn't have that many coming out when I was coming out of high college in 1981, you know, on that level. So, but anyway, I think this guy can be an outstanding NFL football player. And I can't wait to see where he lands. That's going to be important for me. It's an exciting time. I'm excited for him. I'm excited for every kid that's entering this draft. I can't wait. I'm so happy for them because I know how it changed my life, and I'm praying that they all get the opportunity that they're looking for.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And all I can think about is Cam Taylor Brent. It goes back to the days when I was in college. Graduated from college, then I was on that disco scene, club scene. It was a song by some brothers out of Brooklyn, New York. Y'all know about that. Kudos to Ronnie Keebler. And all I know is this is Mr. Taylor Brett is going to be Let's Jam, Let's Jam Radioactive when your body has that feeling. And you don't know what it is. It's got you moving. It's got you grooving. It's got you dancing with a peel. Radioactive, Royal Clash, yes, Cam Taylor Brett. Yes, it's going to be radioactive at the next level, brothers.
Yeah, awesome, awesome.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come and share. Very special thanks to my man, Florida State Royalty, 12-year veteran in the National Football League, Mr. Bobby Butler, by way of Florida State University and the Atlanta Falcons. And one more time, special thanks to our producer, Logan Landers. Yes. He's been outstanding today.
Yes.
God bless. 2 weeks, April the 28th, the NFL Draft. Thank y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.